Hello, boys, girls, and NBs. Have you ever thought about making your own podcast? Well, Anchor makes it so easy, even Usly figured it out. Here's a few reasons why you should start today, and to do it with Anchor. First off, it's free.
Anchor also has creation tools, making it easy to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer.
I just love that Anchor distributes our podcast for us. So we just upload it to Anchor, and they put it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's just so easy.
And guess what? You can make money from Anchor with no minimum listenership. Get that cash flow with zero listeners.
Boo.
It has everything you need to make a podcast all in one place.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of The Judgiest Place on the Internet. My name's Josh.
I'm Rick.
And I'm Christian.
And we are
The Judgies.
We did it, guys.
Hooray.
Another week down. Breaking records on YouTube, the fastest growing, I saw this in the analytics, the fastest growing podcast on YouTube ever that I'm in.
That's pretty crazy.
That's pretty good.
That is impressive.
My God.
Yeah.
We're almost famous.
We're number one in the US, Senegal, and Malaysia for podcasts that I make an appearance in.
Wow.
Yeah. And everywhere else in the world. But still.
Well, those are the big three. Everywhere else is listening.
Wow.
Yet.
That's the big three.
Yeah. There's a reason those are the three.
Yeah. And the reason is you.
Boo. Hey, so do you like my new sweatshirt?
What's it from?
Marshall's.
The store? What's the Be Kind? Is it like movie?
No, I was just saying that, but I thought it was kind of ironic to wear a sweatshirt that says Be Kind when...
We're not unkind.
We're on a podcast that judges people.
Oh, this week's, it's going to be unkind. I only got fucking dipshits.
Well, okay, look.
He's only telling stories from his real life.
Is it not being kind if you're giving people what they deserve?
Okay, yeah, no, when you put it like that,
yeah,
we are being kind.
Right. Like, if someone needs to get punched in the face, I'm not going to do it. But I might tell them they need to have it done to them.
Okay.
And then, is that me being mean?
No.
It's not you kind.
No, you're in the
Rewind for a second. That's the only joke I got.
That's a really good joke.
It's not.
Be Kind, Rewind. That's a very good joke for all the people born.
Let me Jack Black it
up. Before 1998. He was in the movie Be Kind, Rewind.
That's a
movie?
Also
starring Mos Def.
Yeah, it's a good movie. It's about a VHS store where they rent out movies and they keep fucking up. So they have to go and reshoot all the movies themselves. But they're all like 13-minute videos of like Jack Black and Mos Def just being fucking idiots.
Sounds like a classic.
Yeah, it's not. But they made merch, so I guess it works.
It's not.
Yeah. No, I think it is.
If actually. It was, it would say Rewind.
It fell off.
I never looked at the back of the shirt. It says it on the back of the shirt.
It's like the juicy pants. You have Rewind on your ass.
You didn't get the bottoms to go with it. That's the problem.
That's why it was at Marshall's. It was half off.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. That makes sense.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I also got a Halloween shirt at Marshall's the other day, and then I picked it up and it said "Trick or Treat Yourself," and I was like, "That's pretty cute."
Guess I gotta buy it.
And I was getting ready to.
Pretty cute.
I was putting it back on the thing, and the little price tag came out. A single dollar for this long sleeve shirt. It's so cute. I had to buy it. Obviously,
yeah.
I'll wear it on the next week's pod, even though it's
way
March.
Out of season.
Is it like orange and purple and
it's
stuff?
Black.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I saw somebody unironically, I assume, and they're like probably late 30s, walk out of Walmart yesterday, or maybe it was the day before, wearing a shirt that on the back had Live, Laugh, Love, and like that cursive font.
Dude, that's like three different fonts between each one.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Oh, I would have just fucking... came right in my pants as soon as I saw it.
I was laughing so hard.
Did all of our moms have that decoration somewhere in the house?
My mom does.
My mom might.
She probably used to.
When me, Taylor, and Luis lived together, we had a live, laugh, love, and then...
like, bless this home or something like that.
It was something about wine.
Oh.
Wine o'clock.
Something like that.
It's wine o'clock somewhere.
You really winding me up today. All right, Christian, quickly into the story.
Nope, we're going to keep going.
We don't have a segue for that.
We don't got a segue, so we got to keep going, dude.
Okay,
Zinfandel, dude.
Good, because I don't know where I was going with Zinfandel.
I got an update to an old post we've read on this.
Update?
The update here is, the original post was, am I the asshole for getting crows to fall in love with me? Something along those lines.
Oh, okay. It was, yeah, it was...
Weren't they, like, being aggressive to people?
It was legal advice. Am I the asshole for feeding crows? And then they created a murder around
him. I created an army of crow bodyguards. Am I liable for my murder if they attempt murder?
Yep.
Have an update here, though.
Uh-oh.
Let's hear it.
So to make a long story short, I called our local Audubon Society.
How are you three words in?
I've never seen this word in my life.
You've read the post, I assume.
Well, yeah, but...
You just mentally skipped over the word?
Yeah, because when I'm reading in my head, it's like, I don't have to pronounce it. we'll do it live.
We'll do it live.
I have the Bill O'Reilly clip just playing in my head. They didn't think feeding the crows was bad and suggested that maybe just have the neighbors start feeding the crows with me. So they essentially become better socialized. This plan worked, and the crows are now a beloved part of the community.
I think we suggested that.
Yeah. They should have just called us. Wait, does this mean comedy podcasts about registers? Is that what Audubon means?
I called my local Audubon.
The plan worked, and the crows are now a beloved part of the community. There have been no recent dive bombing since. Most amazingly, the crows may have legitimately saved my neighbor. Our city had a big ice storm and snow event recently. And most of my neighbors are older people, like I mentioned in my last post. One of my neighbors was walking down a steep driveway, slipped, and couldn't get up.
Oh.
The crows started going ballistic and were making the most noise we've ever heard. So a different neighbor went outside to see what was up and found this gentleman in his driveway. The neighbor is mostly okay, just some bruising. But needless to say, the crows have been getting some high-value food since then. These crows saved this old man's life.
I was honestly expecting you to say that, like, just a whole... They just swarmed him and then lifted him up.
They carried him to the ER.
This murder performed the opposite of a murder. They saved a life.
Oh my god, they're kind of bad at their job then, right?
Now, of course, this will be... made into like a feature length film starring Jack Black Crows and Crows Deaf, correct?
Yes. Yeah. Boo. That was such a fantastic joke. We should really reach out to Jack Black and see if he'll make this movie.
He probably would, man. Seems like he does a lot worse for way less money.
I just wanted to give everybody like a nice happy update.
Tie the crow, sorry.
Thank you for sharing.
But now
also
it's sort of like
to that joke.
So now it's kind of like the universe is like the crows owe one to the universe. Like the universe tried to take a man out.
Yeah.
So now the crows have to give one back to restore balance.
This is
the crows
true.
Do have to choose.
They're gonna have to sacrifice. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's unfortunate, but that is just the part of being a crow. It comes up a lot,
as we all know.
It comes up a lot in crow society.
Yeah. Of course, not all of us can live as the crow dies.
You got that right, Josh.
Yeah.
But know what we all can do?
Get into the next story?
Be idiots. Yep. Like the guy in this next story.
Never.
Couldn't be me.
Oh, Josh, I don't know how to break this to you, but you're an idiot. You're a huge, dumb, stupid baby idiot.
Oh, my God.
The worst insult was huge to me.
No, you don't like us calling you short. You don't like us calling you huge.
You're a huge, stupid, short idiot.
You're so medium to me. You're average is all I said.
Am I the asshole for suggesting couples pole dancing to my wife?
Ooh.
It doesn't seem like a bad idea.
What an
like,
adventurous date idea.
This
it's such a bold, Like, this is either going to go off swimmingly or drowningly. There's no in between.
It's clearly going to be bad because it's an Am I the Asshole post.
It's a bold date idea. You guys are right. I'm 25 and my wife is 25. I got a flyer for a dance studio in our area, and it had couples pole dancing offered on it.
Arguably, the worst way to learn about a thing. Yeah, it's going to be a scam or overpriced if you're getting a flyer about it.
Which I didn't know was even a thing. I asked my wife if she wanted to do it, half-jokingly, and she got very upset. My wife used to be a stripper when she was pretty young, so that's why I thought she wouldn't mind.
She still is pretty young.
This dude's a fucking idiot. She asked, why would I even bring up pole dancing to her, considering her history? But I thought her history wouldn't make that negative of a thing for her. I know she didn't like being a stripper, but I thought there was more attached to the creeps than the actual pole dancing. I told her I just meant it as a fun thing, and she said that she thought I knew her well enough that it wouldn't be a fun thing. Ouch.
So, in this guy's mind, is it just going to be like a one-on-one? This dude wanted his girlfriend to strip for him. And he had to go with this whole big loophole, like, I'll tell you I found a flyer.
Well, no, I think he was like, she used to pole dance. This will be fun. It'll be like living back her old days without the creeps.
I don't like that we're saying the old days. She's only 25.
Well, she was pole dancing when she was, I don't know.
13?
Yeah, 13 weeks. She was the youngest baby to ever spin on a pole. Ugh. Local PBS, it's actually in the comments here. Local PBS did a story on her. That's so crazy.
Local PBS.
Ouch. I asked her if she ever got injured on the pole, and she said that me asking that proves I don't know what the problem was. Am I the asshole?
Yeah.
I really love her, and we'll totally get over this, but I just wanted to know.
I'm going to get over it. So, like, I'm fine. It's her that's having the problem. Come on, Janet. What are you doing?
I don't know. I mean, if he knew that she didn't like it to begin with, like, if he knew that was a bad part of her life that she didn't want to ever, like, go through again, then I feel like, yeah, he would be the asshole for bringing it up. But if it was just, like, oh, yeah, you used to do this, not thinking anything of it, like, let's do something adventurous.
This dude's a dipshit.
This dude so wanted his wife to strip for him and had to come up with a convoluted plot to make it seem au naturel.
You know what he could have just done? He could have just asked her to strip.
Yeah. No, that would have never worked. That would have never worked.
Well, I mean, clearly
she
there's
has
some
a bad history there. She would have never stripped.
Clearly there is some sort of trauma that she associates with the act, which if you're married to someone, you would maybe know that.
You should know that. I mean, the thing is, like, he knows well enough that she used to be a stripper and that she didn't enjoy it. So it's like, why'd you be like, I'll just do the act, the physical part of it. You won't have to deal with the creepy emotional part of it. It'll be fine. Don't
Besides
worry.
Every other guy who got their wives to sign up, sitting watching all the other wives dancing on a
it
pole.
It was a couple's pole dancing. He would have had to dance too.
But like,
he would have had to dance too.
All the guys would have been like, oh, I can't do this.
Oh, I don't got enough upper body strength to hold myself on the pole.
That shit's hard.
I believe it.
Everybody gives strippers flack for like, oh, it's a bad job, or like, you're trash for doing it. Athletes. I'd like to see half of the... They are!
Fucking athletes.
You know, I just learned like not that long ago that the pole spins.
Yeah.
That the pole is spinning them. Yeah.
Not
that
they're
they
not
are
athletes
spinning.
Anymore. I take that.
No, that's still super impressive.
That's like taking PEDs almost.
I would not be able to do any of that.
A fireman's pole don't spin. They just slide down that shit.
Yeah. Well, they're not as athletic.
Do firemen actually slide down poles? Is this a real thing that happens?
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
The Can one you call, firehouse just call 911 right now. Get our local fire department
on the
phone.
You guys have a pole?
Do you guys slide down a pole?
I got a flyer in the mail for a pole dancing class. You guys hosting that still or
couples pole sliding?
Would either of you do that?
A couples pole dancing?
Yeah.
No.
If it was just me and my partner
and
an instructor, yeah, I would be down to do it.
But what if it was like a group thing, the four of us?
Yeah. If it was, yeah, that's fine too. But if it was just random people watching me thunder thigh my way up a fucking silver column coming out of the ground, rotating, busting my ass in a class.
Fucking that's not fun. That shit down.
It's not fun to me. I don't want to do that. I'll do other athletic things that I feel more confident in. But that's just me being a fragile male.
I wouldn't do it. Just
I'll go to a football passing clinic.
Oh, hell. Oh, hell yeah, brother.
Put some spin on that bitch. You know what I'm saying? You know, the ball spins. It's not just your hand spinning when you do it.
Sure, yeah.
I would not do it just because, one, these hips don't got no rhythm in them. Ain't no fluid in these hips. I'm stiff. I wouldn't be able to swing around that.
That's the whole point of the class, though, is to like.
No. I don't want to pay for a class or something I'm going to be bad at.
That's the fragile male coming out.
Josh, stop it. You're blowing my cover here.
I would do it. I think that would be fun.
Yeah, I know you'd do it.
And I would just have so much fun laughing at you the whole time.
Yeah.
You'd be this so sounds uncomfortable terrible.
And that's
awkward.
Fine to me.
Yeah.
If we're all laughing at you, I'm totally down
as long as I'm being the creepy guy in the corner with sunglasses on for no reason.
It's 12 o'clock and all the lights are on. What are you doing?
They've got like bowling alley lights. I still have sunglasses on. Oh yeah, I've got like glaucoma. I've got a doc says.
Oh yeah, sure.
Got the doc's note right here. Also, I'm gonna need
flash clothes.
I'm gonna need your weed.
Cash, grass, or ass, babe. I don't make the rules.
Jesus Christ.
Well, you know what?
I'm grabbing one of them. You gotta make a decision. That's on you. It's not on me. I told you. I prefaced it.
Yeah, you did. You did preface it. But we're gonna go on to the next story. Another tale here of a utter dipshit of a man.
It's pretty oxymoronic if you ask me. Dipshit of a man. Have you ever had a story on here about a guy being good?
No.
You know what? That's a good question, Josh. That's a very good question.
Like, for all the shit that women get in our society for, like, being crazy, I feel like a lot of the stories that involve a heterosexual relationship. A
lot of dudes just be wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. I mean, it takes, like, a woman questioning one thing for her to be labeled as, like, insane. It takes a lot. A guy has to, like, straight up murder people before it's like, well, maybe he was just had a bad day. You know? A man can get into a bumper to a fender bender, get out and scream at a 13-year-old child, and then get back in his car, and they're like, ah, must have been crunching those numbers real hard at the office today.
Why was a 13-year-old driving?
I was thinking the same thing.
They weren't. That's the thing.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
That's so crazy. Mom, he standby.
He backed into them.
A standby.
While the parent was in the grocery store.
Bystander. I'm dumb.
Yeah. Another idiot man.
Oh, no.
Okay, we're going to move on quick before anybody catches on to that. Am I the asshole for my reaction to my boyfriend's reaction to the illustrated book I made for him?
Okay, wait. So, am I the asshole for making fun of my boyfriend?
For my reaction to my boyfriend's reaction.
Okay, so
to
like,
this book I made for him.
You're crying and I'm laughing at you crying type of thing?
Maybe.
Christian doesn't cry. You don't laugh.
I've honestly never cried in my entire life.
You've never laughed at anything I said, and you've never cried at anything I did.
Oh, that is true.
And you guys only exist in my world.
Have you tried just being, you guys, one, funnier, and two, more sincere?
Jesus, man. Yeah, every day. That's all I do. I literally text you, good morning, how's it going, updates at work, good night, thinking of you, GIFs every now and then.
My husband's boyfriend.
I send you three cards in the mail per week.
Yeah,
he's a better boyfriend than you are a husband.
I'm pretty busy, so sorry I don't get back to any of that. I got important stuff to do.
Yeah. Like building your
like
Gundam.
Sorry.
Ew.
Building your Gundam fucking action. What are you even? Statue?
It's a model.
Model?
It's a model, you fucking idiot. It's a 1/100th scale model, you fucking dumbass.
How is it a 1/100th scale model of a thing that doesn't exist?
Hey, man.
Good question.
I don't question it. Hey, they have a real Gundam in Japan.
Hmm.
I mean,
to scale
statue,
like a real fake one.
They have a statue. I think it can move now. I think it can do like robot, like boop, boop.
That's just as cool as the show, I bet.
It's honestly cooler than the show
because it's real.
Yeah.
Sure. Do you get to go up inside it?
I don't know. I probably not. There'd just be too much cum inside of it. They let every fucking weeb in there.
And if there wasn't before Christian went in, there would be after he left.
Yeah, I'd get stuck into the seat.
How? What is the properties of your sperm, man?
No, he just sits there for so long in it afterwards.
Viscous, dog.
It's bad.
It's non-Newtonian fluid almost.
You'd just be looking like the spider cavern in the first Lord of the Rings movie.
Yeah. My jizz is like oobleck, dog. As soon as you try to like move it, it just solid turns into a solid.
Just stealing my tweets. It's fine. Continue.
Oh wow, that was a tweet.
Yeah, it's
I wouldn't know. I didn't do a deep dive on you.
Ooh, Colin, did
I? I believe my tweet was: my dick is like a non-Newtonian fluid because it's soft before you touch it, but as soon as you touch it, it gets hard. Also, I cum oobleck.
Do you just have every tweet you've ever made memorized?
I have all the good ones memorized. They don't get enough favorites. Yeah.
Yeah, I must have.
Must have
I definitely
missed that
stole
one.
That idea from you. I definitely, you incepted me. But let's get back to the story, guys.
Sure, yeah.
Let's start the story.
All we got through was the title, right?
Yeah, am I the asshole for my reaction to my boyfriend's reaction to the illustrated book I made
sure.
for him?
Okay, I'm there, I'm with you.
So I made a gift for my boyfriend. It was a book where I made watercolor paintings of different places we've been and done together in our relationship. I figured it'd be meaningful. Super insane gift idea. This is so deep and thoughtful. My boyfriend told me, I don't like art, but I don't think your drawings are very good anyways.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
I was hurt and told him it hurt my feelings that the book didn't mean anything to him. He told me I was being selfish and said that clearly my ego is more important than him since I wanted him to lie that I'm good at drawing. That's what he said. That's what she said.
Classic example of two men being shitty, huh?
Yeah. I told him I tried to do something meaningful, and he again said, I don't like art, so why would your drawings mean anything to me? He then said, I'm selfish because all I care about is being told I'm good at drawing. I actually don't. Am I out of line for being hurt that the book meant nothing to him, or am I, like he says, a selfish ass?
This is wild, you guys.
Could you imagine giving such a heartfelt gift and then just the person be like, I don't even fucking read books.
Be better if you weren't shit.
This is how I felt about your gift, your wedding gift. For those of you that don't know, for Christian's wedding gift,
95% of our listeners plus.
Yeah.
Continue, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
For those of you who don't know,
don't know, Josh is suck. He just sucks. Anyway. I'm sorry.
I'm
sorry, Josh. I didn't mean
shut
that.
The fuck up, both of you. Let me get through this.
Stop being so kind.
Anyway, for those of you that don't know, I got Christian a handmade leather-bound notebook, and then for every day from the year mark before our wedding day until our wedding day, I wrote him like a love letter or like a little snippet of what our day was like or what we did that day every day. And halfway through it, I was like, this might be fucking stupid. What if he hates this and he's just gonna look at me like, why the fuck would I want this? This is dumb. But nope, it was great. He loved it.
It was fucked up.
Honestly, very shitty of you, Erica.
It was
way too nice and thoughtful and heartwarming of a gift. It was too good.
It was the best gift you could like ever give somebody, and it was just like, oh, but you got to figure out what to get me that's going to be equal to this gift.
I never asked you for anything equal.
Well, the best part, because didn't you ask her like how much money she spent on
Yeah,
it?
And she's like, I don't know, like $10?
It was like $35.
And so he was like freaking out, and he's like, I don't know, man. What do I get? And I was like, I don't know. And I think Erica told me at one point, like, this is what I'm doing for Christian.
Uh-huh.
As like a way of like, that way you can tell him and like, he, like, not tell him
drop
exactly.
Drop some fucking hints.
But like, and I just, as soon as you told me, right out my head. I
not
was
even
like,
steal surprised.
I was just like, next time I saw Christian, I was like, oh, gotta tell you something. Don't remember. Oh, well.
I'm sure it didn't matter.
And then I think once he told me about it after the wedding, I was like, oh, yeah. Sorry, man. I definitely was supposed to tell you about that.
Just the most heartfelt gift you could ever get somebody. And she's like, how am I ever supposed to compare to this? Do I start writing a journal from the day after the wedding for a year? I didn't.
That would have been so good.
I joked that was because the first wedding anniversary is like your paper anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
So I joked with him that like I started another journal and it was our first year married and I was going to give him that. And he's like, are you fucking kidding me, Erica?
I would have been
mad. Didn't you learn your lesson?
Christian didn't talk to you for a week. Don't you ever pull that shit on me.
Here's the thing. I'm kind of in the same boat as this guy because she got me a journal. I don't know how to fucking read, Erica.
That's fair.
I cried every time I read it because I couldn't fucking read.
That's why you cried?
That's why I was crying every time I tried to read it. Because
my expressions of love for you were just so pure and sweet. I was like,
the dinner tonight was good.
You should know your last name, man. It's just the front cover.
Dear?
More difficult to read my shitty handwriting than anything.
Yeah, really funny, though, that this partner, like, that's where his mindset is like, oh, you created something for me? It has to be 100% perfect. Otherwise, it's not good to me.
Also,
but that's what I'm saying, though. Like, if you would have said, what the fuck am I supposed to do with this? This isn't really a gift for me.
Would you have married a man who would have ever said that?
Yeah, no, but it would have absolutely crushed me. Like, I think I probably would have left you.
Oh, wow.
No, that makes sense.
I get it. I just feel like it hurts when you say you would have left me. Like, if you're like, oh, I would have broke up with my fiance, I'd be like, yeah, it makes sense. You do you. But you're like, I would have left you. And it's like, oh, no.
Not me, though. Don't do it to this guy.
Oh, my feelings. This person does have an update. By the way, I did not initially mention this in my post, but technically, we're no longer together after this incident.
Yeah.
He told me I'm makes selfish sense. And all I care about is my ego. He told me I'm looking for a fairy tale relationship and said that something was wrong with me because I was single at my age, even though he is my age. They're 25. What are they talking about here? Or no, that's the last one.
Yeah, the last one was 25 and 25.
They don't have an age here, but what a fucking psychopath. Something's wrong with me because I'm single at my age. He also called me a worthless whore. He then blocked me on Facebook.
This is pre or post breakup?
This is post breakup. Or maybe this was the argument while breaking up.
I'm pretty sure if you call me a selfless whore, you're getting dumped, so.
Yeah.
Why doesn't that one hurt as much?
Well, because then I'm the one dumping, right? Oh, no, you're dumping me.
Christian starts crying when he realizes.
I know this sounds crazy and unreal, which is why I initially didn't want to mention it. But if anyone doesn't believe me, I can provide the text where he says that I wrote with. I can provide the text where he says what I wrote above. Only that they're in Polish, since that's where we live. Honestly, I'm in shock that my boyfriend, who was always talking about marrying me, and who had asked me to move in with him in November, left me because of an art book. You can see why I blamed myself since he was so angry about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think
you should be blaming yourself.
Well, no, you shouldn't be blaming yourself. Maybe he was like your reaction where it's just like, this is the best gift anybody could ever give. Now I have to dump her because I'll never live up to that expectation for her.
You set the bar too high, Amanda.
Maybe that's why
she broke up. She's making me feel emotions. I better just cut this off now before
you want,
I feel anything else.
What do you want, a fairy tale relationship where I like you?
You want me to like my wife? Oh, no way.
I've only grown up watching Louis C.K. I'm supposed to hate my wife, dude.
Is that a Gen X thing where, like, they just hate their spouses?
It's anybody over the age of... I mean, like, I've made those jokes. The old ball and chain.
Well, no, but this is, like, they actually hate their wives.
Yeah, no, yeah.
We've gone to parties with, like, relatives and stuff and, like... All my cousins and siblings are like older than me. So when I go to like parties with them,
yeah,
it's just a lot of being like, this fucking bitch. And it's like,
We did. We went to like one of our.
We went to a cookout.
We went, yeah, with like.
He's got invited to the cookout?
Yeah.
Wow.
With like his cousin's adult friends. And the whole time, like, I could just hear the men talking about how much they hate their wives and like.
Within earshot of their wives?
Yes.
Yes. We were with like.
Do the wives talk shit about the men?
No. They were all talking about their children and how great they are. And I was just sitting in the middle between these two groups.
It was wild.
It was nuts.
Erica left in a very bad
I was
mood.
So upset.
I do feel like maybe this is me giving men too much of a pass or like of a credit here. I do feel like it almost becomes like a pissing contest of like who can one up on how much they hate their wife when in reality they don't actually hate their wife.
That's what I'm hoping for, and that's kind of what you said, because I was upset. I was like, is this what it's going to be like for us? You're just going to like tell your friends how much you hate me in the future? I don't want that.
Oh, yeah. Christian would never express emotion to anybody in his life.
Yeah, that's true. I wouldn't ever even imagine opening up.
Oh, that my roommate? Yeah, I nothing her. She cooks sometimes. I cook sometimes. It's a pretty mutually beneficial relationship.
Yeah, I'm pretty content with her as a roommate. Sometimes she does take up more of the bed than I would like, but overall,
I'm in the process.
It's pretty good deal we have going on.
There's a sale at Menards with a 15%, 13% rebate, or 11% rebate on like a 22-pack of painter's tape. So I'm in the process of dividing everything in the middle. But I did give her a little bit, like 10% extra on the bed, because she's a good sport.
Poopy yeah. soaps.
Referring to your life partner as a good sport.
That's what I mean. It's just like, that's not healthy yeah, for no. either people.
That's pretty cool, though. I wish I had the confidence to just tell my partner, like, the thing you like to do is utter dog shit, and you're bad, too. I don't mean, like, I think
he wishes he had the confidence that he would do it.
Yeah. I just wish I could. I wish I could tell Josh, like, how about you stop podcasting, dude? How about you find a hobby that you're good at?
But that's really what you want to say to me?
No, that's what I want to say to Josh.
His partner.
Yes, his life partner.
Yeah.
Yeah, my life
partner. Not his wife partner. Well, I think just like this people's relationship.
The podcast is over.
Split. We should take a break.
I don't think they took a break, though.
I mean, what's the fucking dumbass WandaVision meme? What is a break but just a relationship ending persevering? Bye!
We're topical. Bye!
And we're back from our nice little break.
Erica, what do we got for the circle jerge?
I got a little circle jerge for you. I don't know if you guys have heard this, but apparently...
Have you heard of this? Have you seen this?
That's what I was thinking. It's Christian's dumbass joke. You heard about this? You seen this?
Okay, well, anyway, I guess the CDC just has put out information and guidance and tips on zombie preparedness.
Huh?
Which, like, in the middle of a pandemic?
Why would they do that?
Why?
That's such a bad... Thanks, Biden.
Bad optics, right?
It's because Biden's already dead.
It actually turns out that they put it out in 2011, but it's just getting...
Was that when the bath salt shit was going on in Florida?
Maybe.
That's about right.
I mean, because
I remember when the bath salt shit was happening, and there was like all the headlines of like, zombies. Real zombie spotted in Jacksonville. There was like guidelines eventually that got put out for like, if this does happen, what to do.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, they're not specific to zombies. It's just general preparedness. Like, if there's a fire, here's what you need. If you're evacuating your home, here's what you should take with you.
Yeah.
Like, how to prepare for, like...
An emergency.
Yeah, like fire zombies.
Yeah.
Or, like, earthquake zombies.
Tornado zombies.
And I guess, like, the zombie community, the people who are actually, like, really into zombie lore...
Oh,
they're okay. Like, why aren't you putting out information on how to kill zombies? And the CDC was just like, well, we work in health, public health... And we don't ever give out directions on how to kill someone.
Actually, Sweaty, it's zombies with an X on the end because we don't gender our undead. Thank you.
Well, zombies is plural, meaning all genders.
Very progressive.
Fucking getting upset about misgendering zombies.
Yeah.
So
I just thought it was interesting. Like, the New York Post did an article about it.
Oh, the New York Post. Nice.
The there's a whole bunch of articles. Anyway.
Oh, good.
They did it just because, like, their platform in 2011, I guess, wasn't getting as much traffic.
Mm.
So they're like, oh, The Walking Dead's really big right now. We'll better ride that.
Clickbait them right now.
Yeah. And that's pretty much what they did.
You got any hot tips that we need to know? What's the number one zombie tip?
I feel like if the number one tip is, like, have a designated space outside of your home to meet, that's, like, zombies wrote that shit.
Yeah, it's for sure zombies.
Because that's, like, what you do in a fire is, like, have a designated space for your family to meet outside your home. And it's like, that is exactly fucking playing right into zombies' hands.
Yeah. So, basically, the sample teaching tool that they have is the zombie apocalypse threat is imminent. The mayor's staff has been compromised, and it's up to you to write a speech for the mayor advising the community about what actions to take. Oh. What do you tell the community to do?
Here's my speech for the mayor. Oh, fuck, guys.
Shall we really F this one?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, jeez.
Go home, tell your family you love them, because we're fucked, boys.
I mean, I would definitely include that in the speech, but also, like...
Oh, but don't panic. Don't panic. Please don't go out and buy all the toilet paper.
I would honestly say stay home. And so that piqued my interest. So I got on Reddit, and I was like, there's got to be a big Reddit community about, you know, zombie apocalypse shit.
What do you think, like, the zombie fan, like, nicknames are? Like, the...
I bet you they're fucking creeps and don't even call it. They're probably calling them, like, walkers. They don't even call it, like, zombie's actually too general of a term. That only refers to the things that are undead in Night of the Living Dead. And so in Walking Dead, it's actually walkers. And
that is true. That's not exactly what I meant. I worded my question wrong. Like, what do you think the community calls themselves as, like, a nickname? Like,
yeah.
Like, what, like, fucking deadheads?
No, that's obviously for what? The Grateful Dead. Right? What?
Yes.
Oh, they probably call themselves, like, Swifties or something, right?
The Walker Texas Rangers.
One Deers. Yeah. Jake Pollers, probably.
Oh, fuck.
So, anyway, I looked up, like, what the most popular contingency plan would be. There's a whole post about it, and...
Fill your bathtub up with water.
Basically, like, just stay home. You've already got all of your stuff there that need to live.
End it.
Make sure your head gets crushed, that way you yourself can't become a zombie and terrorize the ones you love most.
Sure. And it's like, they said that a lot of people will probably have the same plan. Like, oh, we're all going to gather and meet at this one designated place.
Yeah.
So then the thing that they're telling you is, like, stay home for as long as you possibly can until it's no longer an option, and then go do your plan.
Okay, that sounds like somebody writing it who, like, okay, my plan is to go to the supermarket, and that's going to be everybody else's plan. So you guys all stay home. Well,
we should all stay home.
Let's form an orderly line during an apocalypse to steal Quaker Oats.
Because we all saw how the toilet paper hoarding went at the beginning of a pandemic.
Well, if they all would have stayed home and shit themselves, then...
This would have never happened if everyone just shat themselves.
One was about, like, a cruise ship.
Oh, buy your own cruise ship. And then
I just
get
saw
a full
one for
staff.
Sale on Facebook Marketplace for $5 million.
Is that in the Judgy's budget? Are we going to have a Judgy's podcast cruise?
Yeah, during a pandemic.
To invite anybody else.
The thing that spreads diseases more than anything else in the world, a cruise.
Mm-hmm. I'm also a huge fan of the cruise ship industry. I love the dumping of
hot take here.
Shitty fuel into the ocean.
Cruise ships fucking suck. The cruise industry should die. Anybody that goes on a cruise, you lame angel.
Uh-oh.
Cruises are bad. They're bad for the environment, and they are breeding grounds for many diseases.
Get her.
Don't go on any more cruises.
Go for the jugular.
This is a bad time to bring up this week's sponsor.
They dump all their fuel in the ocean, all their trash, all the people's literal shit. It all goes in the ocean. Cruises are bad.
Use code JUDGYSPOD for 20% off your next Carnival cruise.
Carnival, you're the worst. And during this beginning of the pandemic, they were like, oh, we want tax breaks and we need relief funds because we're drowning. pun intended.
Is that you writing the speech for the mayor of Cruises?
Yes. And it's like, these fuckers register in offshore, like, they register for other countries where they don't have to pay taxes, specifically so they don't pay taxes in the United States. Like, fuck that. Yeah. You don't get our aid money for a stupid industry that's destroying the planet. I'm going on a rant. I'm sorry.
I think Erica's pretty heated on
the heated. Cruises suck.
So you're like anti-big boat. You're like more small boat.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Like on a pontoon.
Correct.
Like dinghy. You're more like pro dinghy.
Mm-hmm. You're a dinghy gal.
Yeah.
You're a real dingbat.
All right, he's drowning. Someone throw him a fucking life raft.
Oh, God, guys.
How good are you at editing the video?
Not that good.
Oh, so you can't like picture, like record me going, and then you just, can like, just
when
and you add like a little like
cut
standby bloop,
like,
and then
cat.
We come back and his hair's all messed up and it's like
I could do that.
You could.
That was mainly you doing the work there. All I have to do is cut to black and then edit still image. All of it.
You did all of the work already,
but I didn't get to strangle you hard enough. So
whoa, save it for the
bedroom.
Save it for your 60% of the bed, Erica.
All right.
Moving
for
on.
For the second half of this episode, I figured...
Deep dive into Josh's Twitter?
I didn't do a deep dive into your Twitter.
You have a Is fucking that what you bot want us
deletes
to do?
All your shit. I would have done a deep dive, but all your shit gets deleted.
Yeah.
You delete all your tweets.
They're called premium tweets. Ever heard of it? It's so you have to fucking follow me to see that shit.
Any tweet where you're like, oh, this only got one like, I'm going to delete it.
It's
like,
yeah, it's embarrassing to have that on the timeline.
I didn't know that. Someone gave me this message, and then you're fucking going back 8 years and finding me like, sweet, bro. Can't wait to catch you at the mall. That stupid shit. What are my original tweets? Stupid.
Like hashtag actual... sleeveless shirt Sunday. Just... I believe is the first tweet.
I just want to fucking. You know what? Let's end this episode.
Erica, choke him, please. Choke us out of here.
Choke. Yeah, just end my freaking life, bro.
No, thank you.
Today I fucked up.
Wait, what's this? Were you going to preface it? What's the second half of the episode?
We're going to do some today I fucked ups instead of am I the assholes?
Really changing it up on this pod.
Oh, you know what? Fine. No, we're gonna do a real. We're gonna do a real heel turn here. We're gonna do.
Did I fuck up?
Nope.
You can't even do a new subreddit.
We got a new subreddit alert, folks.
Whoop.
Hit him with the whoop. This subreddit's called Low Stakes Conspiracies.
Did we just bully Christian into changing his whole episode?
You did. It worked. Here's the problem. I'm a big fan of conspiracy theories. We've talked about this in a prior episode. Here's the problem with Reddit's conspiracy board. It's fucking wackos.
It's
They're just
too
fucking
conservative. It's too alt-right.
Yeah, it's just super QAnon-y. It's like, where's the good, funny conspiracies?
Mm-hmm.
Then I stumbled upon this little bad boy here. Low-stake conspiracies.
Mm. Can I tell you my favorite low-stakes conspiracy?
Yeah.
Chapstick puts ingredients in chapstick to make your lips more chapped.
I believe it. Fucking big chapsticks out here chapping our lips.
Yeah.
It really chaps my ass how chapped my lips get.
Yeah. That's
I think I might be on the same page
as you. I'm so stubborn. I heard that once and I've never used chapstick ever. I will sometimes.
Your lips are literally bleeding right now.
Huh. I will sometimes use what's like the
Vaseline?
Yeah, sometimes.
Ooh.
But only if it's offered. I do not own. I have to ask strangers for Vaseline. You got any Vaseline for my lips?
I do. I have lip Vaseline specifically.
Really?
My lips don't chat, baby.
Your lips be lying.
Here's our first low-stake conspiracy. Bathroom stalls could go all the way down to the floor, but big office opts against it. Their workers can't be anonymous and are socially pressured into not using the bathroom or to use bathroom for shorter periods of time to avoid constantly being noticed via their shoes.
That's fair.
That's true. Big.
That's why you outsmart the man and you have your bathroom shoes hidden under your desk. So you wear a new pair of shoes
That's
to
smart.
The bathroom.
That's smart.
Why are you always wearing a backpack?
What's up with the the pooping bath pack backpack.
That's when you just look at them in the eyes and just say, lady problems.
Yeah, we don't have that privilege.
They don't know that.
If I say lady problems to my boss, they'll be like, you're fired, I think.
Then you've got a lawsuit. They can't fire you for lady
for
problems.
For being a woman.
Yeah. It's none of his business what you got going on down there.
That's fair.
That's super fair.
It's more than fair.
This both ties into the next one. Gender is a scam invented by bathroom companies to sell more bathrooms. That's 100% more bathrooms I gotta sell.
That's true, and it is a societally constructed thing.
Concept.
Yeah. Concept.
I would argue that's a high stakes.
I wish we... Honestly, I wish the U.S. had more big bathroom influence.
Yeah, we could
larger bathrooms would be a lot better for me.
We could definitely, yeah.
Worst thing in life is being cramped while being the most vulnerable also.
Yeah,
just taking a shit and just the too tight of a stall.
At least dogs get a human to like stare into their souls for. We don't get nothing. At least give me a mirror.
I was literally thinking about that same fact. Like, that's why dogs will not break eye contact with you while they're shitting. Like,
you got my back?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, give me a mirror. Let me stare into my own soul. Let me really fucking deep dive.
No, thanks.
Here's another one for you guys. Preheating is a lie made by Big Oven to increase the wear and tear on your oven.
Agree. Hard agree.
Yeah.
All you gotta do is just put 2 extra minutes on that bad boy. You're golden. Literally.
Brown. Or otherwise.
Remember earlier when we were baking Josh cookies to come over here and you yelled at me to go preheat the oven? You gotta preheat the oven.
Christian works for Nycor.
Yikes. I'm a big shill for Big Oven. Major shill for Big Oven. Here's another one. This is might be the biggest one I read so far. The shift from true tinfoil to aluminum foil directly corresponds to the rapid spread of radio technology in the 1920s. This is not a coincidence.
Okay.
The hats were effective. They were always effective. But now the man has denied us the materials for our liberation.
Okay.
Thoughts? This is true. That's back in the day, tinfoil hats kept all them signals out of your brain. Now we're all just fucking walking robots, dog. We're just waiting to turn into zombies.
Mr. Tin Reynolds was like, gotta stop with this shit. They're catching on to us. Oh. Pivot to aluminum, baby.
Our brainwashing technology isn't working. Give them aluminum. It amplifies the signal.
But we'll just let them colloquially refer to it as tin foil.
Keep calling it
They'll
tin.
Never know the one to be none the wiser.
Keep calling it tin. Those fucking idiots won't ever catch on.
Why did they really switch to aluminum?
Cheaper.
Yeah. I wondered, it just reminds
me. That's what they want you to believe.
It reminds me of, like, the helium industry, how, like, helium balloons are taking up all of the helium in the world, and there's actual really important medical procedures that require helium.
And all the big helium execs are up there just going, those sick fucks.
That was a science joke. I enjoyed that. I was about to boo you, but then I do like them science jokes.
You gotta love science jokes.
That's the second best element joke I got.
What's the first?
It's because helium's the second element.
Oh, shit.
That was a really good joke.
I have a chemistry minor. I should know that.
Yeah, I think a big problem with the helium industry is that the like world's largest supply of helium's in North America. So, you know, we're gonna fucking capitalize the shit out of that.
Yeah. The issue with helium, of course, is that the prices just keep going up and up and never come down.
And with that shitty joke, we're going to the next conspiracy here. The Alexa fart noises are illicitly recorded from unsuspecting Alexa users.
Oh my god.
That would literally, like, out of all of the big tech, like, scary actual conspiracies, that would actually, I think, make my life better. If I told, hey Google, let me hear one, rip a fat one. It's going to rip a fat one if I don't stop it. Let me hear you rip a fat one. If that's like a guy in fucking Senegal just ate a real protein dense dinner.
You caught him.
Had some beans.
So this person talks on the Amazon Echo. There's a function which plays fart noises on request.
Yeah.
Is this a true function? Do they actually?
Yeah.
So those videos of like, hey Alexa.
No. So.
Fat
I sent you guys a video of a guy who programmed his Alexa to whisper. But you can ask the Alexa to, like, fart.
Yeah. Okay.
But he programmed it to be like, oh, yeah, do you like that fart, daddy? And then it would rip a bad one.
The just sweet, sweet juicer of a fart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this poster
humans don't deserve this kind of technology.
This poster,
we literally have the knowledge that like Archimedes and Plato and Socrates would fucking murder to have at the tip of our fingertips, and we use it to tell a digital device
fart,
to fart.
Please.
Fart more, please.
Give me funny noise.
We upload hour-long audio of people that we, and listen to people that we don't know talk about shit and coming and butts and ass.
Well, I think Socrates would actually be a pretty big Judges fan.
Yeah.
Huge.
I think Plato would love that shit, unironically.
Yes. Michelangelo as well.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, no, he's kind of stuck up.
In a way, we are artists, and this is our David.
This is our
our Mona Raphael. Lisa.
Raphael.
Don't forget
the
about
last one. Donatello.
Donatello and Splinter.
See the rat?
But yeah, this poster is claiming that these are recorded from unaware users farting from their Echo Dots, not realizing sound is being picked up. These are then cataloged by AI and anonymously replayed back when others are requesting their fart noises.
At least it's anonymous. At least it's not like, this one's from Erica in Midwest Illinois.
This fart is coming. I wish that was true. I wish we lived in a world where I could be naive enough to think that there's an entire fucking Patriot Act implemented into the United States, and they don't use it to like steal metadata to like sell you more targeted ads, or like I don't know if you guys heard that story about the lady who like Google told her she was pregnant before she knew she was pregnant based off of like IR search or AI search functions. I just wish I was naive enough to be like, yeah, just stealing our farts, man. That's all Google wanted.
Yeah.
The CEO of Google just got a fart fetish. He's like, I'm going to create an entire fucking system. And Jeff Bezos is like,
That was the top comment on here. It says, these are all just from Jeff Bezos' collection.
That's why Jeff Bezos and his wife got a divorce. She wasn't producing enough farts anymore.
We got to bump those fart numbers up, babe.
Our third quarter's got to be, we got to have more farts. We got to meet quotas.
That's their sexy talk.
We got a couple more here. We'll just go through. Or can I go back to my other one? Can I go back to my original story? Or are you guys going to yell at me again? You're going to bowl me into finding
enough time now.
You want to bowl me into another new subreddit?
Yeah, do better. Josh is over here coming up with whole ass songs and Mad Libs for us. And what do you got? The same stuff. Over and over.
But different
switching
this time.
Back and forth.
Wow, guys.
Erica's
but,
wondered...
but this time we did both on the front half and then I switched it to the other one on the other half.
He did a callback, to be fair, earlier.
I didn't want to show Josh's emotion ever. I'm going to fucking cry right now. I might laugh at his joke even.
Wow. That means the next joke I have has to be a really good one. I don't want to waste the joke. All right,
touche. It's you, dude. It's you. You're a fucking joke, dude. You're fucking, it's so fucking funny.
Touche. No more. No more with that shit.
My bad.
Good one, dude.
Stop.
My bad, dude.
All right. Have fun fucking hosting a podcast by yourself.
Oh, we already do.
Yeah, we hosted ourselves and we carry your fucking dead weight.
Joshua, you died 25 years ago.
I'm the zombie you need to be worried
we
about.
Came up with the Fergie song by using a Ouija board.
You guys had a soundboard of words I said in life.
We've recorded all the sounds we would ever need from you to just keep this podcast going indefinitely.
How many farts did you record from me?
Oh,
a lot. You'd have to ask Alexa.
A lot.
Hey, Google.
Don't.
How often does Josh fart?
Oh no.
Too much to count.
This man farts so much.
Christian, you're gonna find a postman. Whoever you're vamping.
I'm sorry.
I lost
the post. It was so far down in the list. I was just like, it's a today I fucked up and I kept scrolling past and I would scroll too fast. Today I fucked up by having an orgasm during a haircut.
How?
Oh,
you've never been close? You've never edged during a haircut?
While they're doing your edges? Sorry, that's a bad one.
I get my haircut at Great Clits. I don't really have an issue
Great
with it.
Clits?
Yeah.
That's what it's called, right?
Yes.
That's a killer deal for $15.
It's really not a great place for Josh because he can never find it. I'm sorry.
I know it's around here somewhere.
I'm sorry.
It's a great deal. $15, get the hair cut off and then get me off.
That's what this guy is saying.
That jar with all the combs in it? That's from me, motherfucker. That's from Au Naturel. Josh's splooge. Don't ask me why it's splooge.
As normal as it seems, this actually happened about a year ago now. That's a bold opening.
We've all been there.
We've all been there. You're right, Josh. I'm a 30-ish-year-old male. My wife was 9 months pregnant at the time, so I hadn't gotten any action in a while. Her choice, not mine.
Her choice, not mine. Yeah, we didn't think it was your choice, asshole.
My wife is the only person I've ever slept with. We started dating in high school.
What a nerd.
So on with the story. Fucking turbo verge. I've always got my hair cut at Cost Cutters or Sports Clips.
Yeah, Sports Clips.
The cheap places because I didn't really care. My wife had been going to a salon local to us for the last few years for massages, haircuts, hair color, and the works. That sounds like the works right there. I had a bad experience at Sports Clip the last time. I just didn't like the results.
I'm sorry. He meant to say I had a bad experience at Sports Clips every time.
Yeah. They tried to talk to me when clearly the TV was on.
I pointed at a picture of Zac Efron and they gave me a fucking James Franco.
God damn. Yeah. That is how it goes. All I wanted is a Zac Efron.
I've got 17 different angles on Zac Efron's fucking dome. And they come in with fucking Joseph Gordon-Levitt type shit.
So she made me an appointment for her salon. I showed up and was in the waiting room. The stylist comes in to get me in. Wow. She is very attractive. Like, obnoxiously attractive. After I sit in the chair, I honestly stopped thinking about it. We're having a good conversation about my wife, actually. Yes, I'm a terrible human being. It's weird. Finish the haircut and go in the back room where they wash everyone's hair. And she started to wash my hair. I don't know what happened, but it felt really good. The way she was massaging my head while applying the shampoo. Oh, cue the boner.
Don't show us your fucking vinegar strokes on pod.
Oh. Thankfully, the way I was situated and the robe they had on me hit it pretty well, I think.
Probably not.
I had a warm towel over my eyes. Oh, so that's why I didn't see if he had a boner. She finishes that, and then she asks if I wanted a hand massage. I declined because I'm a guy, and it's just kind of awkward, and I definitely would have came, especially given her attractiveness. No. Her reaction was kind of odd. She seemed shocked that I didn't want one. She asked again if I was sure. I thought I might offend her if I said no again, mm-hmm. So I agreed. The hand massage just felt amazing. I don't know what it was, but it was incredible.
It's all probably of a sudden, her hands.
Is this a touch of a woman?
I haven't felt this in 9 months.
All of a sudden, I started getting little twitches in my penis for lack of a less obnoxious word for it.
This dude only knows one word to describe things, and it's obnoxious.
Yeah, it's pretty obnoxious the way he describes things. I couldn't stop them. They just kept building. This dude's fucking edging. Then she goes to switch hands, grabs the lotion, and puts the bottle down on my stomach.
What do you mean switch hands? She was getting him off with one hand?
No, she's only massaging one hand.
Massaging his hands. Ah.
What did you think she was doing?
Hand massage. Like, she's using her hands to massage.
Oh, she was
scalp.
Using...
Like, hand massage. Like, before, she was using that metal thing that, like, scrapes on your skull. You know what I'm talking about? And then she's like, do you want a hand massage instead?
I can see that. That makes so much sense.
No, it doesn't.
Why are you getting your hands massaged?
I get my hands massaged every time I go to the nail salon.
Not the fucking...
Yeah,
this
I've never heard of
that. This is a high-class salon. She grabs the lotion, puts the bottle down on my stomach, which slides down and ever so slightly touches my penis.
Oh, God.
That was the final straw, and it happened. Next thing I know, I'm in a full-on orgasm, and I can't stop it.
Of course.
I end up crossing my legs to further hide the fact I do a very obvious body motion.
Every man crosses his legs while getting a hand massage.
I end up crossing my legs to further hide the fact that my penis and groin area are having seizures, basically. I'm so embarrassed. I have no idea what to do. My semen is soaking into my boxers, and it's a terribly gross feeling.
Come on, man. Literally.
I don't think she knew what was going on, thank God. She finished the hand massage, and I have the most awkward walk of my life back to her chair.
That's like a fucking teenager sneaking back into their parents' house thinking they don't hear them. She's not a fucking idiot. She knew you fucking creamed your genome. The moment
you went, oh! She knew
what was... Crossing your legs. I'm a screamer.
Yeah, we've heard the birdbath story.
All right.
I have the most awkward walk of my life back to her chair.
Yeah, that's the,
I basically shut down at that point and tried to rush the rest of the appointment. We can just skip the haircut, actually. Yeah,
just
it's
buzz
fine.
It, buzz it, buzz it. Just fucking...
Shampoo was after the haircut.
That was pre-haircut.
Oh, I thought you said after.
It was after. I'm just fucking around here. I'm sure I was bright red at this point from embarrassment. Also just coming in my pants. We finish the appointment, I go to the cashier to check out.
Oh, then he has to take the fucking apron off.
In an epic moment of good judgment, I decide to give her an obnoxious tip on top of it.
Obnoxious?
I think it was $50 on a $50 bill.
Oh my God. That makes it way less obvious that you fucking finished.
That makes it more he just paid for an orgasm, basically.
Yeah, he just paid for a happy...
Hey, sex work is work.
I'm not saying it's not, but like...
Non-consensual sex work is not work.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm an idiot. And if she did know, I just made it a million times more awkward.
Mm-hmm.
I went home, avoided my wife, and went straight into the shower, hid my clothes, and put them in the washer right after my shower.
Murdered her.
I have never been back... And have made do with my subpar haircuts from my local sports clips since. My wife doesn't know. Telling her the story a week from her due date could have gone literally any direction. And telling her now would just be even more awkward.
No, you should tell her now.
If I told her right now, it'd be super obnoxious.
Does it really say that?
No.
God damn it, Christian.
So there's my story, guys. Judge all you want. I'm aware I'm an idiot and did multiple things to make it worse. I feel like I sexually harassed her or something.
Yeah, you did.
I hate myself, but not enough to dwell on it.
But I'm a man, so I'm over it.
But here I am a year later telling you that it happened.
It's not my fault. All the fucking girls at sports clips are busted. They're all like fours. They couldn't get me off if they dropped two bottles on my dick.
God.
Why do men suck so much?
I don't know.
More like, why doesn't the woman suck more?
Fuck, dude. Oh, shit. He does have a question and answer section here. Some people took things too literal or didn't get my attempts at humor.
It's your fault that I sound like an asshole.
Did you come in your pants or not? That's
the only important part.
Yeah. Was that too literal of us? Or
she wasn't that obnoxiously hot. She was like a 7.
She was just obnoxious.
Like Cameron Diaz with a little bit too much weight on her hips, if you know what I'm saying.
That sounds like a fantastic thing. Yes. I understand that I used the word obnoxious 3 times and again in my too long didn't read. Now I've used it 5 times. Sometimes a word gets stuck in my head and I use it too much. May hell rain down on me for my sins. I did not mean obnoxiously attractive as a bad thing, though. And yes, I intentionally used the word wrong. I don't think he did, intentionally. I just found it to be too funny of a way to describe my reaction. She was so attractive, it was almost offensive. Maybe it would have been a better choice, but I don't know. It was just a joke. This dude's getting super defensive.
This guy read the Spark Notes on what a callback is and was like, oh, I'll just use the same word 6 times and it'll be like an internal callback inside the story. At least we know it's not fake.
Yeah.
Because, well...
Why is he in so defensive?
Put your aluminum foil hats on, boys. Maybe he intentionally wrote it poorly so that way you'd throw off the fucking scent.
Who are you?
Is that supposed to be X-Files?
Yeah.
He's got a little parting words here for us, guys. Parting words.
Finish it up,
boys. I probably won't be back to this thread. To the people trying to blame my wife for not bending over backwards to make sure I'm sexually satisfied in the best way possible. Please piss off.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
No, 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 no. He intentionally brought that up to make him look like less of a bad guy. Everybody in here saying I should murder my wife. No, I would never do that. You're better than me.
My wife was pregnant and was going through a lot. Thinking that she should drop everything to rub one out for me is pretty fucked up, guys. If I was at the point where I needed something, I would have just rubbed one out myself like a normal person.
Guys, it would be so inappropriate of me to approach her at 7 in the morning because I'm about to go to work and she says, no, I'm too tired. And I keep saying, like, come on, please just fucking touch my dick once. Like, slap a fucking bottle on there. Like, just breathe on it. I need to come. That would be really rude if I said that. Right?
Yeah.
Sure right, guys? You're the weird ones.
I didn't feel sexually deprived. I had much more important things on my mind. Life doesn't revolve around sex for me.
This dude is backtracking
so
hard.
No, he's such a good guy. No, this dude rocks. This dude's fucking rock solid. He just saw a fucking babe and he couldn't help from fucking busting, all right?
Honestly, I would have done the same thing.
Yeah, Erica's busting every time.
Every time.
Busting do make me feel good. In the wise words of the guy who sang the Ghostbusters theme song.
Ah, yes.
That dude... Dude's got issues. He needs to look in the mirror.
Mm-hmm. You guys want to all go get haircuts and see who comes first?
I get my haircut on the 17th. So, you guys
March?
We'll plan it. Yeah, we'll book it. I'll book it right now. See who comes
first. I mean, you usually do get your haircut the same time I do.
We all get our haircut from the same person, don't we?
Yeah.
We'll just take turns.
We'll just see. We'll speed run coming in a salon. See what happens.
Hopefully they don't listen. They'll be like, we can't do your appointment anymore.
Yeah, we're canceling your appointments forever, I think.
Oh, my roots are so grown out.
You're banned from the premises, so...
haircut.
Please lose our number?
Speaking of losing our numbers, guys, share the podcast with your friends.
Oof, that's depressing.
That's the best segue we've ever had.
Oh, my God.
If you liked the episode, please share it. We always enjoy getting new fans. Erica, where can they find us on social?
Instagram and Twitter and TikTok and YouTube at Judgies Pod, JUDGIES Pod.
Yeah, and if you have any stories about, I don't know, what you're gonna do if there's a zombie apocalypse, or like maybe you have a flock of crows that you got your whole neighborhood to pitch in and become like a real staple of the neighborhood.
You gave maybe a sentimental gift to someone you love and they hated it and left you for it? Let us know.
Do you have any recordings of yourself farting at night? We'll just send those right up to Mr. Bezos himself.
Yeah. And then, like, if you're, like, coming, well, ever, I guess, you can just send us an email.
If you ever come outside or inside of where you should or shouldn't have done it, let us know in a funny story.
And you can send that story in to us at judgiespod@gmail.com.
And you can stop listening to this episode right now.
Right.
Bye.
Okay, bye.